Minnesota Capitol becomes slough for the abominable. Friends, the inscriptions inside of the Capitol building testify against what in fact is happening. Where the law ends, tyranny begins. Interesting, is it not, that John Locke's quote, "Where the law ends, tyranny begins," is opposite the side of Moses awaiting the divine law above the heads of the Supreme Court chambers in the Minnesota State Capitol. The mural right above the seats of the Grand Justices, as they're called, shows Moses receiving God's Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai, a scene that suggests moral consciousness and sacred law which divide civilization from barbarism. Inscriptions that are also inside of the Capitol building are, "The people's safety is the law of God." This coming from James Otis, a son of liberty. "No free government or the blessings of liberty can be preserved to any people but a firm adherence to justice, moderation, temperance, frugality, and virtue, and by a frequent reoccurrence to fundamental principles." Who said that? The son of liberty, Patrick Henry. I wonder when those said representatives that are doing their best to tear down the laws that they swore to uphold in oath with their hand on the Bible are going to actually pay attention to and submit to themselves to these things that are written upon the walls. After all, these things are all over the Capitol building, in paintings and in inscriptions. More importantly, what must the people think of their said representatives acting outside of their scope of authority? And remember, the people never delegated authority to them to advocate what our laws clearly condemn when they see what they are attempting to do with their state. What most do not take the time to realize is that our rights come from God, and the Lord does not give us, nor our representatives, the right to transgress His law. This quote is also inside of the Capitol building in the state of Minnesota. "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." The third president of the United States of America, Thomas Jefferson, made that statement. What the said Governor Tim Walz in the state of Minnesota is advocating for is now with little boys dressed as little girls. And I'm here to tell you, friends, that is a crime. It is illegal. Governor Walz is advocating for what does not exist because the Lord created them male and female. However, he attempts to go further by attempting to put these abominable ones in the position of the victims. It's not working, is it? Friends, they are not the victims. The fact of the matter is that they are going after little children and are guilty of violating the very laws that condemn their criminal actions. The governor in the state of Minnesota, we were told, was reelected by the people to advocate for this. Did the people sign up for this? Absolutely not. Yet the mainstream media would have you believe that Minnesotans voted him in only for him to continuously attack them day after day, month after month, and year after year. It's called major voter fraud, and this we all know. Consider that this is, after all, his illegal attacks on small business owners under the guise of the pandemic, simultaneously driving traffic to his corporate fascist buddies. Oh, P.S., billionaires increased their wealth worldwide 27% during the pandemic. And while all of those businesses were shut down, 60% of them will never reopen. And don't forget about the liquidation of the elderly in healthcare centers across the state. He surrounds himself with them that mean to conquer the state, passing treasonous policies and handing illegals license. And simultaneously calling for others to come to the state to murder the unborn. Where is that in the Constitution?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
We support Sons of Liberty as a family because they speak truth in the space that is riddled with misinformation. Bradley Dean reminds those who should know better and educates those who have yet to learn, especially the young people in our public schools. We enthusiastically support Sons of Liberty as a light bearer to the truth as they battle extreme ignorance in the information age.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Hey, you know what's interesting, folks, is I was just thinking about this right during the intro here. I have the Geneva Bible right behind me, as you can probably see it from 1560. And do you know what all the footnotes are premised on? How to deal with tyrants. Did you all know that? Do you know why when I show you this cup every day, it says resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, and making reference to Romans 12:21, because all through Genesis to Revelation, it teaches us just that, adherence to the word of God. And I do a whole show on this. Matter of fact, I even have a t-shirt. I'm just thinking out loud here, friends. I even have a t-shirt here on the store per your request. And I want you to see this, because when you go to these shirts, what does it say? It has a picture of your slogan, and what is it? It's a picture of Moses crossing the Red Sea, and what we see is him going through the sea on the other side, walking by faith. Go to 1 Corinthians 10, read the whole chapter, it's fantastic. And then you see Pharaoh and his armies being thrown into the water. And this is all proposed by Thomas Jefferson. Did you know this? And Benjamin Franklin. Did you know this? And John Adams. Most people didn't know that. And on the back, it says, when the Lord sent Moses to face Pharaoh, saying, "Let my people go," it was not a request, it was a command. Whoa. And I think about that, and then as I'm teeing up the show here, I'm thinking about Matthew 10:18. And what does it say? Listen, church. "And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my name's sake." We only have one king. His name is King Jesus. As much as the dictators and the bad guys want to be called the elitist, and they want some sort of title of nobility, which the Constitution does not give. It's interesting that the Bible says that we're going to, at one point in time, face off with them. He said, "You will be brought before governors and kings for my sake as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles." And it says in the King James Version, "and kings on my account as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles." Now, you can use this on so many different fronts, but I think of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I think of Gideon. I think of King David, who was set as a light to bring judgment upon wicked nations. I think of Samson. I think of the heroes of the faith in chapter 11 of Hebrews. I mean, oh my goodness, I think of John the Baptist, the baddest prophet of all time, and I'm saying that in a positive, not in a negative, that pointed out all the evils of the king Herod in 319 of Luke. Isn't that interesting? And Jesus calling out Herod, calling him that fox and saying that a prophet, it's impossible that a prophet should die within Jerusalem. I mean, folks, my goodness. That's what the scripture teaches us. We're called to be a light that reproves the darkness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. But what do we see? We see treason within. And we see treason within what? We see treason within the church. And I think of, and now that I'm saying that out loud too, is I'm thinking of Eli. And I'm thinking of Hophni and Phinehas. And I'm thinking about how the Lord brought judgment to the nation because of the disobedience that Eli tolerated within his own children, within the church, right? Because judgment begins in the house of God. But Americans don't understand what's going on. I want to say this to all the professed Christians. Do you understand all this tyranny is aimed at you first and foremost, if you call yourself a Christian? And I'm here to tell you this is what you're going to have to do to stand up against it and adhering to the word of God. There is no in-betweens. No. There's no in-betweenites. Either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. And I want to say to the double-minded too, the Lord said to those that are double-minded, just keep in mind, let not that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord. That's why they're in trouble today. And so today what I did is I named the show Know Your Enemy. Hey, folks, I am for the law. I want to make clear, you all understand, just like King Ahab learned from Elijah when he didn't bend the knee to his corruption. And remember in 1 Kings 18, do you all remember this? Because you took the time to know the scripture, right? John 7:17. Do you remember in 1 Kings that Elijah was the lone prophet of God? And do you remember when the corrupt king went out on the backside of the desert and met Elijah? And do you remember what he said to him? He called him what? The troubler of Israel. He said that to the lone prophet of God. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. The brazen audacity of that corrupt king that did evil in the sight of the Lord to call Elijah the troubler of Israel. He was the troubler of Israel, friends, because he kept the law of God. He was walking in the righteousness that was wrought within him, friends, to stand up against the tyrants all by himself. And he did so. And he went up to Mount Carmel, have the hat, have the t-shirt, went there. What did he do? He faced off with the false prophets. The Lord dropped the fire. What happened? All the false prophets were slain. And what did Elijah say in front of the whole world at that particular time, namely on Mount Carmel? He said, "How long will you falter between two opinions?" Isn't that what he said? Yep. But do you also remember going back to the beginning in that when Elijah said to King Ahab, "I'm not the troubler of Israel. You are the ones that have left off your father's commandments." Hey, folks, I'm on the side of the word of God. I'm on the side of constitutional law. I'm just here to do my job and to show and to reveal to the people who's committing the crimes by laying the straight stick next up to that which is deviated. And here we are. Oh boy, oh boy. You need to know your enemy, friends. I want you to listen to this. A nation can survive its fools, even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries the banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, head in the very halls of government. You know what's also interesting? When I was looking this quote up, I was also noticing quotes like this, and I want you to listen carefully because it falls in line perfectly as to what I said when I posted last week. There's nothing worse than watching the American people support their own oppressors. And I've shared with you time and time again, Americans, the history of tyrants and how they're loved and they're not hated by the people. They're loved by the people. And I don't know what people don't understand about that. But did you know that John Dryden, he said, "Treason is greatest where trust is greatest." And it really shows you who they put their trust in, isn't it? Because it's not the word of God. They put their trust into corrupt politicians that advocate the crimes against the people that are supporting them all the way back into the people's White House. Well, you can take that how you want to take it, friends. But again, if anybody knows anything about history, this is what history teaches, that Satan transforms his ministers into the angels of light, not darkness. 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15. 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15. Going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Shad Olson to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Welcome back again. Oh my goodness, folks, I got so many thoughts going through me. I can't even tell you. It's truly insane. It's interesting that we get these people that come on, they just jump on live chat out of nowhere. They don't hear a word you say. They know nothing of their history. They know nothing of the Word of God. And then they say things like, you know, here, let me give you one. I just asked him the question, as a matter of fact. He said, you have to love King James input to the Bible. You must always follow your leaders no matter what. Thus saith the Lord God. Really? I'm curious, guy. If you'd like to call in 281-845-4704, I'd like to put scripture up, probably about 1,000 different references in scripture that stand against the nonsense that you just posted. 281-845-4704. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. That's who we are and what it is that we've done. Go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 13 to 15 articles posted every day. By the way, Tim is in the midst of the backlash of a hurricane right now, and his show froze up this morning. Just wanted to let you know what was going on there. In case you were watching, and then all of a sudden it was cut off. That's what happened with Tim this morning. I was just talking to him. He's okay. He'll be back up in the saddle tomorrow if he's got his electricity back. So you know, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6. Governors, now hang on a second, appointed, and I want you to listen to this because, again, we have some people that jump online and they have no idea what they're talking about, and they just start to talk outside of school, not knowing anything that they're talking about. And I'm going over here right now. I just want to pull up the scripture itself. Governors, okay, appointed, and I'm thinking of Timothy. Yep. And again, we're doing live radio here, so. Okay. We're going to just, folks, we're on live radio, so you're just going to have to be patient with me, okay? And I want you to hear what Scripture has to say, because I brought up a couple things, and again, someone's out there talking outside of school, not knowing what they're talking about in any sense of the word, and saying that we're just supposed to submit regardless. You know, then they take out Romans 13 and they talk outside of school. They're not holding it in context, which is incredible to me that people don't read for themselves what it does say. And I'm talking about evil. Okay. And then, yeah, you know what? We'll get back to that in a moment for the sake of time. 281-845-4704. You know what? As a matter of fact, what I'm thinking here is not Timothy. I'm thinking Peter now. Forgive me. And because I believe that's where we're at. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for what? The Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors as unto them that are what? Listen carefully, friends. Listen carefully, the guy talking out of school. As unto them that are sent by God for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. Okay, did you hear what he said? I hope we all understood what he just said, because it is important for people to understand that, again, if they take the time to read the Declaration of Independence, three-quarters of that document is what they would not put up with concerning that corrupt king across the pond that would not be ruled by God. As a matter of fact, the first signer of the Declaration of Independence, his name was John Hancock, and he had to write his name so big so the king didn't have to take off his spectacles to read it. This is what he said. Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with the proper sense of your dependency upon God. Nobly defend those rights which heaven gave and no man ought to take from us. So do we got that into perspective? In Romans 13, too, read Romans 12, 21, which precedes Romans 13, and you'll understand perfectly that that's what we're supposed to do, because nowhere will you find in Scripture where we're supposed to disobey him in obedience to a tyrant. Nowhere in Scripture will you find it. 281-845-4704. Now, just before the break, I was talking about how tyrants are loved by the people. People don't realize this. Again, you guys all know the story of Martin Niemöller. He's the one that basically came about and told us that it was the evangelicals that brought Adolf Hitler to power. Did you not know this? And he went through the Holocaust himself. He went through an intern camp. And in the process of doing it, he survived it. And then he wrote a book apologizing to all the families and family members of those that were killed by Adolf Hitler, admitting his guilt. Now, I want you to listen to this carefully, because this is Adolf Hitler as to how he was identified by a school teacher in 1932. You ready for this? Look at what a school teacher said of Adolf Hitler during his rise to power. Oh, how many look up to him with touching faith as their helper. Oh, how many look up to him, Adolf Hitler, as their savior. Sound familiar, Americans? Oh, how many look up to him with touching faith as their deliverer from unbearable stress. Guess who created the stress? Out of chaos, can we create a new order? What were the brown shirts sent in for, friends? To stir things up, to cause trouble, to commit crimes. And what did Adolf Hitler do? He would play the problem solver, and behind the backs of the people, history taught them that it was Adolf Hitler that was in fact responsible for committing the crimes that he was playing the problem solver to. Okay? Again, I just wanted to make clear that you all understood. I really do want you to understand. Here, let's get to this. Michigan legislators create a tip line. This is what, again, the American people must identify. Know your enemy. Michigan legislators create a tip line for students to anonymously turn in their parents for improperly stored guns. Isn't this the same state where the governor was dethroned 2 and 3 different times by the Supreme Court for her unconstitutional edicts concerning that during the pandemic? And yet the people in Michigan obeyed the tyrants, and I'm talking about Whitmer, rather than the law that keeps them free. Isn't that crazy? She was the one that was dethroned, and before you knew it, 3 days later, following the weekend, all of a sudden a story came out where there was this group of men that wanted to kidnap Whitmer. And I told you right off the bat, give it a minute, because it's not the way they want it to appear. And you can rest assured, you're going to find out they were the ones that created the problem. Hey, friends, look at who she hangs out with. I'll get to that in a moment. And sure enough, what happened, friends? We found out that the FBI was getting paid to go ahead and set men up. And by the way, at the end of the day, they were all exonerated of all charges. They were vindicated, only to find out that the FBI, along with Whitmer, were guilty of committing the conspiracy against the innocent. And that is exactly what January 6th was all about. And it's exactly what happened in Michigan. So does this come as a surprise to anybody concerning the Midwesterner? Michigan legislators create tip line for students to turn their parents in for improperly stored guns? Are you people kidding me? You can't make it up, can you? Nope, you really can't. What the, hey, you know, and I've said it before, I got to say it again. Hey, Americans, what is it that you won't put up with? I'm just curious, because you're being laughed at every step of the way. You are being laughed at every step of the way. You are being mocked. You are adding strength and encouraging those that are committing the acts of tyranny against you on a daily basis. Why? Because you submit to it. Here, listen to this. This is Sam Houston. What did he have to say? Learn from history, friends. When tyrants ask you to yield one jot of your liberty and you consent thereto, it is the first link forged into the chain that will eventually hold you in bondage. Can anybody tell me what the Second Amendment has to say? Can anybody tell me where the said legislators have a right to go ahead and overthrow the Constitution? Nope, but I can tell you that we're not called to overthrow the Constitution, but the people are at large called and commanded and obligated by God and man to overthrow those that pervert the Constitution. But is that the message the American people are listening to? Nope. They hate the establishment, but they keep getting caught up into that establishment, don't they? Every cycle. They love that mountain, don't they? Go again. Lose more freedoms. Let them attack you. Let them assail you. Let them set up the guilty or the innocent, as they are the guilty party, accusing the innocent of what they're guilty of. Revelation 12:10. This is the cycle of America, and it's embarrassing, and it's shameful, to say the very least. We're going to take a quick break. 281-845-4704. If you'd like to go ahead and test your theology, folks, whoever you may be, especially the new guys, go ahead, give us a call. 281-845-4704.
Doug Hagman here, host of the Hagman Report, author, career investigator of 3 decades. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current future generations to a value of the nation past and the reverence to God and in our Judeo-Christian values. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty, and he's a dynamic speaker. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
For those of you who have taken the opportunity in proving the God of Israel, we salute you. On October 5th, 2024, at 6 p.m., Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty will be in Portage, Indiana at the Oakwood Grand Hall. On October 17th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Brownton, Minnesota at the Lake Marion Ballroom. On October 19th at 6 p.m., we will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota. The time to bring about change is now. Book us today for a date in your community at 1-866-233-0747.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, you know what? If you don't know anything about your history, Americans, I know everybody understands the forefathers and the sacrifice. I mean, it's fantastic, right? Here, I want to show you this really quick. And isn't it interesting that when we look at our forefathers, isn't it interesting how Americans call it honor to basically what they call an exhibit honor to those that paid the ultimate price for their freedoms? But it's great that they do that, but isn't it a dishonor to those men as well that are 6 feet under the ground that fought, bled, and died fighting against the very things that you're tolerating today? Isn't it a dishonor when you don't live for what they died for? Yeah, it's hypocrisy to say the least, isn't it? Read 2 Corinthians 5:15. I'm going to leave you on a positive here. You know what's interesting? When I look over at the Declaration of Independence, I see at the very end where it tells us, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, these are your forefathers, our fortunes, these are your forefathers, and our sacred honor. And Americans are afraid to speak out. I mean, this is crazy. Oh, hey, I was just talking about how the FBI, that unconstitutional agency, isn't it interesting how they were a part of that whole Whitmer conspiracy against the people, Jeremiah 11:9, only to find out that it was them that were responsible for creating the conspiracy in the first place. See, they wanted to accuse somebody of a crime that they were guilty of. I want you to check this out because this is making its rounds. I've had a lot of friends out there highlighting this, and I need you to see this because this is an FBI whistleblower. This is brand new information.
Charlotte field office. I know some people there. I was extraordinarily impressed by you and the other whistleblowers when you previously appeared before the subcommittee. I'm impressed by you again. I haven't been able to be here the whole time. I'm going to yield you some time, just if you cared, if you have things that you wish to say in just a moment. But the first thing I'm going to say before I do that, and then I'm going to give Mr. Jordan the rest of my time, is I'm just overwhelmingly troubled by the fact that no one seems to be able to do much about what has happened to you. You got the inspector general, very respectable person. You've done a lot of things that have been historic. But, you know, you issue a management alert. And to me, it sounds ridiculous to say you don't think these guys.
So what he just said, he's teeing it up for this FBI whistleblower right now. He said when you came out, because this is part two to this whistleblower coming out from the FBI, he said, it's amazing to me in so many words that there was nobody there to help you. This is how corrupt the system is, Americans.
At the FBI, the senior managers understand that they shouldn't retaliate against somebody by putting them under extreme personal hardship while they engage in a completely baseless persecution over their security clearance. And they leave them in limbo for 27 months and to this moment haven't paid what I understand to be the consideration under the settlement that's been reached. That is astonishing. If that's not astonishing enough, that all you can do is issue an alert. Congress does absolutely nothing. In the
Congress,
majority party,
the voice of the people, the representatives of the people, do absolutely nothing. Hey, friends, when are you going to learn the lesson that they're extorted? They're compromised. That's why they're not doing anything, because if they did, then they'll be ousted. If you have not seen Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, you need to see it because it's very accurate for the times.
Not one thing to impose on the Department of Justice or the FBI an appropriate sanction for what they've done.
For what they've done. No accountability.
And everybody in the minority party, they're fearing what Donald Trump would do in the next administration while they
sit here and
they look at the guy who's been persecuted by the FBI.
Okay, persecuted by the FBI, but wait a second. Donald Trump had the Department of Justice in his hand to go ahead and prosecute all these people that we're dealing with today. How come he didn't do it? He did just the exact opposite. So, folks, pay attention to what's going on here.
And everybody in the room understands it. Mr. Allen, do you have comments you wish to make? I give you about a minute.
FBI
minute
whistleblower,
and I'll return
listen.
The rest of my time to Mr. Jordan.
Yes, sir. I would just say that I consider the hearing today my last act of service as a public servant for the United States of America. And I'll give you my professional opinion. I was an intel professional for our country for many years, and I would give recommendations, and I'd also look at indications and warnings. So I would offer this to the American people as my warning to them. Since this is a warning to the American people, I say, I personally have no confidence that the FBI will rein in its own conduct. I've been persecuted along with Garrett, Steve, and Kyle, and countless other whistleblowers. It is my opinion that the Bureau...
So instead of them dealing with the corrupt in the FBI, they're persecuting the whistleblowers within the FBI. It's like with Kevin Shipp from the CIA. Elevated very high in the CIA. We had him on the show 2 weeks ago. He told you he was being persecuted, and many death threats have fallen to him as well for exposing the CIA. That's why he said we needed to get rid of these unconstitutional agencies.
Bureau used reprisal and fear to control the workforce. It has been a seemingly effective tactic. I personally believe that there are no current effective checks and balances against them conducting lawless action with any type of correction.
Listen carefully.
Time frame. I welcome the work of the IG, but I think any type of lawless action, there's no legitimate time frame to rein them back in. Their ability to overclassify information can allow them to stonewall forever. To the American people, you have a duty as a citizen to vote, and I strongly urge you to do so. It's how you participate in the American experience. I know people have doubts about election integrity, but you must vote. It is your claim. Stake your claim and don't forfeit it willingly. Have your voice heard. My other recommendations are in the natural order. First, vote. The second is the Second Amendment. Arm yourself and know how to defend yourself.
Arm yourself and defend
Make
yourself,
three or four
he said.
Friends in your neighborhood and promise to come to each other's mutual aid in time.
Yep, people need to start communicating, said this FBI whistleblower.
Hardship, and during the Great Depression, people stocked up a pantry. So I think that's a good practice, especially in our economic times, and make sure you have 3 to 4 months of food. And as a person of faith, I'd say pray the rosary. Go to the first Friday.
Okay, he goes on, that's but folks, everybody. He's a Catholic, and that's totally fine what he's saying there, friends, in the sense of he ends with, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, so it's all good. But what I'm trying to show you, friends, you have whistleblowers within the FBI that are coming out. This is all brand new information coming out, warning the American people to arm themselves, to stock up on food. I'm not one of those preppers, friends, but I'm not stupid neither. Okay. I'm using it with prudence. I'm not doing it with being irrational or being way out there as some lunatic trying to scare people into coming over and buying my product. No, I'm not doing that. But what I am telling you is, folks, we're in some serious times. It's at our front door, Amos 6:3. I've been warning about this for years, not trying to be anybody, but just telling you what's been in my heart. I believe I have the Holy Spirit, Romans 8:14. And you have FBI whistleblowers telling you that they're not going to rein themselves in. They're not going to hold each other accountable. And friends, we've seen this in this country far too long. And I think every step of the way, they're revealing themselves day after day after day after day. Luke 12:2 again. I also think of 4:13 of... Hebrews, all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. And the fact of the matter is, we're here, friends. We are here. I want to go ahead and take Stacy really quick. Hey, Stacy, I got about 3 minutes left on this segment, and I want to take 2 phone calls, but it's all yours for a minute and a half.
Right. I'm going to just say this. Thank you for all you're doing. We have to vote for Michael Perotka, the Constitutional Party. 1-866-730-9796. Get involved so we scare them back into their hole. The Bible says in Psalm 18, the necks of our enemies will be given to us. The strangers will fade away in their close places because God will rout them. All we have to do is stand up. And everything you say about brush fires, I think Stu Peters right now is running the UN speech from Netanyahu, and he's a creep. This Netanyahu, and,
yeah.
You know, we have to get together. I'd love for you to interview Stu about some of this.
Yeah, I'm not a big Stu fan. I'm not a big Stu fan. Nothing against him, but the guy's been counted out for being something that he's not, and I'm not going there,
right,
but make your point.
He could use some help from other Christians to bring him in. You know,
cool.
People get off on tangents. But we have to recognize that this is a foreign country that is doing this to us.
Yeah.
And you're right. If we are protecting ourselves from these people, they can't really do the things they want. And it's like you said, we're armed and we're not going to, you know, in Montana, they say with the coyotes, shoot, shovel, and shut up. They're not going to let these people come and just destroy us.
Interesting.
But we do have to know, you know, who is sneaking in and doing the evil things.
Yeah, they're
to
not
people.
They're not sneaking in. Everybody, you know, the truth of the matter is, Stacy, is too many people are looking at all the bad things, and I'm going to play a video for you in a moment, but all the things that are happening concerning the illegal immigrants and the crimes that they're bringing with us or with them. But what's interesting is the people aren't holding accountable the said representatives that brought them in illegally. They committed the act of treason. We need to focus in on the responsible party here and lawfully deal with them, because if we don't, we're going to lose all things. By the way, if you wanted to set something up with Stu, you can go ahead and do that. I can kind of call him out on a couple things, but if there's something more substantive as far as the information he needs to bring to the people, because it's advantageous for us, go ahead and set it up, Stacy. And by the way, kiddo, I totally appreciate you every step of the way. Got Margie calling in from the state of Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Hello, Margie. How are you?
I'm good, Bradley. Thank you so much. I won't take up a lot of your time. I just wanted to make a comment. I'm 64-year-old widowed. And I am so disgusted with the men I know in my life that just want to pray about this and not do anything. And I, and on a side note, I'd like to say maybe now it's come out on mainstream media in Michigan. They found a meat supplier for McDonald's. You know, it's been rumored forever that they've been had DNA of humans in their meat.
Yep.
It, and he's been busted.
Yep.
And it's also, it's been busted in Oklahoma. Maybe if we show them how bad they're loving McDonald's is, maybe they'll do something.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're right.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I got a hard break coming up on me, Margie. Thank you very much for the phone call. 281-845-4704. Got to play some videos on the other side. Last segment. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. People like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at brighteonradio.com.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Okay, thank you again. 281-845-4704. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. I want you to see what's going on in Springfield, Ohio. I want you to hear, hey, folks, again, this is information that's being suppressed. And I want to make clear, everybody that's joining us now, that are new time viewers or listeners, we're just highlighting on a grassroots level what the mainstream media is suppressing. And I would ask you, who's telling you the truth? If we're holding to the word and the Constitution, and you see the fruit of those said representatives saying one thing but doing something opposite, you probably get your you need to probably get your head examined if you still can't see it for what it is. Matthew 7, 16 through 20. Let's go over to Springfield, Ohio, where all these Haitians have been dropped off on purpose by the said representatives, by that pedophile known Dwayne. And I'm talking about DeWine, forgive me, the governor of Ohio. And look what he's bringing in, and look at the people have to say in contrast to the Ilhan Omars and the said representatives and the airwaves to the mainstream media telling the American people that these Haitians coming into Springfield, Ohio, man, they really revived that community. Well, let's ask the people that live there.
They're displacing our community. What they're doing is they dropped all these people in our community, which cranked the prices of everything up. Everything, the houses, the groceries, everything. Everything is through the roof. The prices of used cars on Marketplace, they're buying everything with cash. They're paying cash for houses. I've never been able to pay
listen
cash
to this.
For a house in my life. You know?
Where are they getting their cash?
Biden bucks, if you ask me.
But I can tell you personally that when I worked at the grocery store and I cashed them out, the receipts were alarming. $13,000 on EBT food, not including the $29,000 that was on EBT.
That's the money the government's
cash.
Giving them it's as they're coming in
yes,
to
sir.
Springfield, well, Ohio.
So they're not getting $600 to $1,500.
And while they're dressed very well, how are you able to dress like that? Coming over here as running for help that we're supposedly helping them? How are you dressed like that when we, the American people, are scrapping for the next set of work boots? That's a problem. That's a serious problem.
It's taking out of our children's curriculum because we have so many.
Okay, this woman right here is she's a loop.
To incorporate that
complaining about the curriculum
every day.
In a public school,
and
she's still not listening.
I mean, it's just dealing with the influx of people, it's hard for the attention to be on the specific people that we need it here in our community.
I have, where I live, there's quite a few of the Haitians around there, but they're everywhere.
I had heard from people in town that they said that there's some folks in Springfield that are homeless because they were
okay, so what's happening, friends, again, for the sake of time, the people in Ohio are telling you the truth while the mainstream media is covering for the acts of treasonous individuals in office. Again, that's just the truth of the matter. Do you guys remember this guy? I love this. I just love this. New York City Mayor Eric Adams asked for prayers as he's accused of taking $10 million in illegal donations. Remember when I told you that what they're doing is they're blackballing this guy because he's not going along with it? Do you guys remember when I said that? I just want to make clear we're on the same page. Holy Ghost bearing witness to this. Isn't it interesting how the people around the country see that he is being set up by the powers that are tolerated for doing the right thing? What are the powers that are tolerated? What are they doing to him now? And I'm not saying he's innocent. I'm not saying he's guilty. But I am saying, friends, discernment tells me that this guy was standing up against his orders from the powers that are tolerated. And so what they did is they're starting to oust him now by accusing him of crimes that he's not guilty of. Let's see how this plays out. We'll see if what I say is true or not concerning this particular issue. Also wanted to highlight this before the end of the show. You know what? Let me do it this way. You guys all remember this interview with George Soros? Speaking of George Soros, you do know that he's palling around George Soros' kid, that international war criminal. He's bought and paid several of your politicians throughout the United States of America. It's interesting how he pals around with the likes of Gretchen Whitmer, the governor from Michigan. Look at that state. Pay attention to the fruit. Isn't it interesting how he's palling around with other governors and attorney generals throughout the United States of America? Hey, folks, that's treason, too. Let me go ahead and play this. This is George Soros on a 60-minute interview. It's very short, but listen carefully concerning his crimes that he committed against the people during the Holocaust.
The very beginning, to Budapest, where George Soros was born 68 years ago, to parents who were wealthy, well-educated, and Jewish.
When the Nazis occupied Budapest in 1944, George Soros' father was a successful lawyer. He lived on an island in the Danube and liked to commute to work in a rowboat. But knowing there were problems ahead for the Jews, he decided to split his family up. He bought them forged papers, and he bribed a government official to take 14-year-old George Soros in and swear that he was his Christian godson. But survival carried a heavy price tag. While hundreds of thousands of Hungarian Jews were being shipped off to the death camps, George Soros accompanied his phony godfather on his appointed rounds, confiscating property from the Jews. These are pictures from 1944.
This is when they told the truth in part.
Friends and neighbors.
You're a Hungarian Jew who escaped the Holocaust by posing as a Christian.
Right.
And you watched.
Why did he have?
Lots of people get shipped off to the death camps.
Right. I was 14 years old. And I would say that that's when my character was made.
In what way?
That one should think ahead, one should understand and anticipate events, and one is threatened. It was a tremendous threat of evil. I mean, it was a very personal experience of evil.
Okay, hey, folks, I want you to think of something. George Soros, isn't it interesting how he put himself under the guise of what? Being a what? A Christian. He's an international war criminal. He told the people what they wanted to hear so he would be accepted by them as he's betraying them. What politician in America hasn't done that? Now let's go on.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right.
So they were stealing and spoiling those that were being thrown
like
into
an
the camps.
Experience that would send and lots
ovens
of people to the psychiatric
the
couch for many, many years. Was it difficult?
Not at all.
It
not
wasn't difficult. He said
maybe
to do
as
it.
As a child, you don't see the connection, but it created no problem at all.
No feeling.
No problem at all. So I got a question for you. First of all, he said he called himself a child, but yet he's Jewish, and he should know that the bar mitzvah says that when you're 13, you become a man. So I'm trying to figure out his confusion, and I think I just did. And again, the reason we know that is because of the fact that we're in the Word, and we can make a distinction between what a lie is and what a lie is not. I want to ask everybody in the state of Minnesota, why is Tim Walz hanging out with Alex Soros? Look at the state. Look at the state, friends. Why is Tim Walz, this treasonous Maoist, hanging out with Alex Soros, an international criminal's son? Okay? This is the second time in a month. Minnesota, listen, this applies to all the states across the boards. The enemy is not without. The enemy is within. I made reference to 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15. Read it after the show. We got about 30 seconds left. You need to do yourself and your children a favor by studying and knowing what the Word has to say, because the Word of God exposes what's happening here today. So does the Constitution. And so do the writings of our forefathers. And that's why they were written, that we might be admonished to understand exactly what it looks like when it takes place in our time. Read the Declaration. Read that which precedes the Declaration. Read the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution. Americans keep acting like this is not really happening. And for the life of me, I don't understand you. I want to show you something really here in ending the show. And I want you to listen carefully, because it was a stark warning that was given a long time ago from an individual telling us that if we don't learn this, we ourselves and our children we're going to become slaves once again. It's one thing that we have done on this show is give people answers in spite of all the negativity, all the lies, all the propaganda. Americans, read Isaiah 59. Judgment is what brings about righteousness. Isaiah 26, 9, when the Lord's judgments are in the earth, the people of the world will learn righteousness. These people must be held accountable for breaking the laws. They do not have a right to do the things that they're doing. Men fight for liberty and win it with hard knocks. Their children brought up easy, let it slip away again. Poor fools and their grandchildren are once again more slaves. D.H. Lawrence. Love you by what we do. I'll talk to you tomorrow from 2 to 3 Central for 2 hours. See ya.